Hello and welcome to another edition of the How to Grow Your E-commerce Business podcast. I'm here with Anatoly from GSM Growth, and we're going to talk about how to optimize your ad spend. So welcome, Anatoly. First, what do you mean by ad spend? What do you mean by optimizing?
Yeah, sure. First of all, thank you, Trevor, for having me here. And I will be doing my best to share as much as possible of my experience and skills, so it will be helpful for your audience. So regarding ad spend, if you're like, we're going to be speaking about that, it's one of my favorite subjects since like I love advertising. I'm doing that since 2017, and it's something which is like I'm just addicted for. So optimizing the ad spend, this is so subject could be described in several ways, but very important thing here to understand that when you're running ads on your products, and for example, you're on testing phase, you're scaling phase, you're on pre-scaling phase, you need to always understanding how much budget you have to spend on what. And like when we are speaking about optimizing, that's usually where you already have some sales, and we are moving to the testing offers, testing campaign structures, testing different angles of creatives, and we're scaling what's working the most. Before we go in deeper, I want to explain you one thing. Each ad account performing differently. Like this is thing which is like most of the people don't understand that, because business owners, the brand owners, usually they're managing their one store, maybe maximum two stores, like one or two, three ad accounts, that's all. As an agency owner, I have seen in this last 7 years over thousands of different accounts and their performance, their wins, their loss. And this is what's allowed me to see, to have this kind of omnipresent. And like all the friends from other agencies who I'm talking to, it's exactly the same feelings that you can see the picture wider. And this is why I'm saying that each ad account performing differently. Like the brand could run the ads on one ad account and it will be always performing like one simple campaign, $2,000, $3,000, $5,000 a day, and it's just producing it well. But most of ad account doesn't work in that well. And most of the ad account, you have to always look what's working the best, first of all, before spending thousands of dollars a day. By that being said, you have to always make sure when something is working for you, 70%, approximately 70% of your daily budget has to be focused on what's working the most. So you have winning creative, you have winning audience, winning campaign structure, winning offer. You have to focus 70% of your budget on that particular part. And 30% of the budget will be divided between the retargeting campaigns, which is bring your existing audience who visited your store, who left their emails, who engage with your ads, supposed to be running always ads for those kind of people with the separate ad angle, where you're going to be engaging with them even deeper, appreciating for their attention, and spending at least like 5 to 10% of your daily budget on that particular part. After that, another 20 to 25% of the budget has to be always used for the creative testing, interest testings, and the campaign structure testings or offers. Because if you already know what's the structure of the campaign is working on your ad account, you could start testing the campaign structures. Because usually, like you don't know, you know, from the beginning when you start using ad account, what's working the most on this particular ad account, CBO, ABO. If it's TikTok, is it smart campaign or regular campaign? Is it bid caps, cost caps? Is that a smart campaign or like Advantage Plus campaign in Facebook? What exactly working the most on your ad account? Is it duplicate horizontal scaling or is it vertical scaling? So when you know that, you will stop testing the structure of the campaigns because you know what's working the most, the best on your ad account. And you're going to be focusing a lot on the offer testing. So I'm now selling like item, just like buy one item and that's all. Like let's say cream. Yeah, you're in beauty store. So like you're selling item and people are buying, but suddenly the conversion start dropping down. You need to test a lot of offers like buy one, get one free. Buy two, get one free. Buy three, get one free. Buy one, get free gift. You know, you have to always testing and being creative with the different offers. And for that, you have to spend around 10% of your budget, daily budget on your end to test different things. And that will allow you to have a lot of creatives, a lot of interests, a lot of proven offers which gonna be moving to the 70% of your daily budget for scaling. Why this allocation is so important? This is how you're gonna be stay profitable. Because most of the people are doing the mistakes. When something start working, they start scaling, and exactly the same budget or even more, they continue testing different things, or they don't test at all anything. And suddenly the performance drops on something what was working, because nothing stays forever on the advertising platforms, it's dying off. And they start testing again over, and now they have like, you know, scale, and after the drop down, scale and drop down. That's why you have always 30% of the budget on the testing different things and 70% of your daily budget on scaling what's working and then replacing what's working new with the old winners, and just like keep going. And this is what allows you to keep scaling consistently and profitably.
Okay, so what channels do you recommend to merchants? I mean, it sounds like you're big on Facebook advertising.
Yeah, so we actually doing Facebook, TikTok, Google, Snapchat, email, SMS marketing. But the thing is that all it depends on the brand. Some of the brands are viral on TikTok, just amazing on TikTok. But most of the brands are great on Facebook, especially like when brand coming to us and it's viral on TikTok, there is a huge chances that it's going to be winning on Facebook as well. So in general, Facebook is the number one because of the quantity of the audience, because of how old the platform is, how stable it is, because TikTok is completely unstable. Google is great. Harder to scale, but super consistent. When you get something what's working, it will deliver you high ROI. Facebook will deliver to you average ROI, sometimes super high if your product is
What do you think of as average, and what do you think of as high?
So it depends on the brand. So for example, if your break-even is 1.5 ROS, return on ad spend, and you could deliver like 4-5 ROS. So it's like 4-5x from the break even, and this is
so
like
4-5 really is good, and 1.5 is low.
It's a break even. 1.5, I give you example, if it's a break even. So and you're gonna deliver like around 4 okay. or 5 if, ROS. That's like 40% margin instantly.
Okay, so would you say that with Facebook, would you know what's the kind of average kind of ROI you'd see on Facebook?
Again, it depends on the product and the margin of the product. So like some of the brands has margin like $20-$25, which is like crucial minimum to run ads on Facebook to be profitable. If you have a lot of upsells, which is increasing your average order value, then fine. But if your product has margin around $20-$25, you need to think a lot about the upsells and cross sells on your product page.
Oh, do you mean, okay, so does that mean that Facebook is only really for, you only use Facebook for high value items?
Not only, like we have a really great winning products, which is like $9.99, but plus shipping. And there is as well good cross sells and upsells during the journey of purchasing the item on the website. So by that being said, our average order value there around $28-$29. So by that being said, we're selling $9.99 product, which is super low value, but our average order value is $29. So by that being said, we just like getting what we need from the ads. But Facebook really great for something about $40, $45, $55, $100 margin. That's really awesome because you have good enough space. You have break-even ROS around 1.3, 1.4, which is means it's giving you a lot of space to test different things and still keep staying profitable, because your break even, let's say you're selling for $99 product and your break even, let's say 75, it can be if the product has good value and you already like owning the stock, your item cost of the item will be super cheap. So now you have $75 to play with on testing, on scaling before you reach the break even. So you have a great room to test a lot of things. And plus with the increase in average order value in the store itself, you will have even bigger room for testing and have the great margin. So I would say my favorite products, like from the middle tickets, it will be $45+ margin, because this is where you have good enough room to scale, test, and just like being sure that you're going to be around 25%+ profitability. What is lower than $45 margin, you could still be around 20-25% profitability, but it will be just harder if you don't have the back-end upsells. And plus, in this case, email SMS marketing very important to have to like catch it the people who you was on the break even or small slight profitable upfront, but on the back end you'll get all the profitability back.
Okay, so what kind of measures do you look at when you're looking at ad performance?
Yes, very important to understand the metrics and follow the KPIs, which is important for you. But in general, I can share what's working for us, and it's like the major metrics which need to be followed. And our ad buyers has the KPIs, which they are following according to metrics which they are seeing. So definitely, one of the most crucial one, it's cost per acquisition, CPA, and the ROS, return on ad spend. Mm-hmm. These two things you have to always follow and understand. Yes, as I was mentioned, for example, break-even of your product, $75. So, and your cost per acquisition, it's actually like 60, you're profitable. If your cost of acquisition around 100, and like your ROS lower than break-even, let's say your break-even ROS 1.5, and you're running less than 1.5 ROS, in that case, you're losing. But if you're having upsells on the website and your ROS, like let's say 2 and above, and you are above the CPA break-even, then you are most probably profitable according to ROS. But still, you have to follow cost per acquisition not higher than $75, which is your break-even. Even in our end, what we are doing, like if it's break-even $75 for cost per acquisition, we remove in 20%. From that metric. So let's say if it's 75 minus 20%, it's minus $15. So everything what is above $60, we will turn it off. We won't be led to spend higher, and we want to make sure that even the sucks campaigns will deliver us at least 20% profitability at the end, by according to the CPA. Plus CTR, it's click-through rate, which is showing how good the audience is actually reacting on your ad. How good is your ad? If your CTR lower than 1.3% on Facebook, a lower one than 1.5 on Facebook and 1.3 on the TikTok, there is something wrong with your creative. You need to keep attention on and see what you can improve. If your ads has great CTR 2 and above, you're definitely on the right way and will be able to scale. When your CTR drops, especially like you were going great, profitable, and after that you start seeing fluctuation, you don't understand why, like sales are keep going, conversion rate on the store is good, but something is wrong. Like I'm not just having stable results. Look on those particular days, your CPMs and CTRs. CTRs could be go down instantly, especially on the TikTok, which is means creatives are dying. That's why you need to always have the campaign creative testing on those 30% budget, which I mentioned above. So you will have always new creatives testings, and one winner is coming. You just one which is dying, you're removing and replacing with the new winner. And then you will keep your CTR high, your CTM on the average, which is like cost per impression. And like going to be following two metrics, which I mentioned before, cost per acquisition and ROS. So those four metrics are the most important for you to understand if you're on the right way. And if you follow in the KPIs, which is I just mentioned, then you're going to be always on the line of profitability. How to scale with those metrics? You need to have additional softwares, for example, like True Profit, which we are using on our end, where it's one tab is ad account, second tab is the True Profit app. And you're looking right now, today, 11 a.m. I'm 40% profitability as for today. Awesome. It means I can scale. And you're going and checking your metrics, checking which the campaign has the lower CPA, and start scaling that campaign vertically during the day. If you have the campaign, which is
so
like...
What do you mean by scaling? Upping the
budget, extra 25%.
By scaling, you mean double. Increasing the budget?
Exactly, on the particular campaign which has super healthy metrics, and you're doing that every 2 hours, 25 to 50% budget increased, and following if the CPA has been increased or has stayed on the same level for this campaign after budget has been increased, and checking your True Profit app, for example, and seeing if your profitability start dropping down or staying the same. If it's staying the same, you're on the right way and you can scale this campaign even further in 2 hours. And every 2 hours until 3 to 5 p.m., you can scale like that. And like, for example, one of the campaigns we were able to scale from 1,000 a day to 10,000 a day with one single campaign, just because like we following the, like, okay, we are profitable enough. This campaign still delivering us quite cheap CPA. And by cheap, I'm saying like less than 50% of break even. If, for example, we follow in $60, we have to turn off. But our CPA right now, it's 30, 35. Oh my God. Today, we're going to be scaling because there is a lot of room to test, a lot of room to do mistakes in terms of like increasing the budgets. And if the CPA will start growing, we have enough time in 2 hours to decrease the budget back and making sure that CPA will start, will come back as well. So it's just like, you know, like Papa, you're like a Papa master. You're just like playing with the metrics and with the ads in terms of like working great, pushing up, working average, staying on the average, working awful, just decreasing the budget. And there is a several campaigns which is running and you just playing different budgets and different scaling methods. It depends of their health. It depends of the healthness of the metrics which you have on that account. And some of that accounts, vertical scaling is not, doesn't work. So that's why if you see that today I finished the day with, let's say, 30% plus, so I have to duplicate the winning campaign with the cheapest CPA, with the greatest CTR, with the greatest ROS, and just duplicate that 3 to 5 times and see if that duplication tomorrow will give us even better results. We have to find out from the 5 duplications, only 1, maximum 2 winners. Other 3 to 4 campaigns we will kill because they're going to be sucks. But another 1 or 2 winners going to be giving you an extra campaign, which is going to be delivering better results for your ad account. So you have original campaign and 1 or 2 duplications, which is delivering to you as well great results. And next day you're just repeating the same and the same and just duplicating. And sometimes we have like 40 campaigns running in the same day. And whatever is the best of the best campaigns, we're trying to scale that vertically. If ad account is performing vertically as well, awesome. If not, we just keep duplicating every single day.
So do you work on kind of high volume accounts where you just manage them minute by minute almost? It sounds like you do an awful lot of optimization on the fly. You're looking at it every hour, you're looking at it.
If you are speaking about like 20K a day, 30K a day stores, yeah, like we have media buyers who are doing that. Like they're just sitting down and like we together with their assistants, junior media buyers, they're making sure that everything on place, because one small mistake in 30K a day spend, advertising spend could just destroy and generate huge gap of the lost. Yeah. But if you're speaking about average, like couple of thousand a day, no, there is no need to that kind of reaction. Like you just preparing everything in advance and just following like twice in a day, checking the ad account, if everything is okay, if everything on place, ads are actually not rejected, everything active, and that's fine. But when you're scaling hard, you like really just playing the game of like, you know, like going up and down with the things which are working the most. There is a rules which you can set up on TikTok, you can set up on Google, you can set up in Facebook, but we just don't trust the automatic rules, especially with attribution problems in social media platforms since iOS 14 updates were launched. So we're doing that everything manually. And better to have a couple of the eyeballs on the ad account and making sure that everything is in place than like trust the system, which is not perfect. And after that, you just check in and everything shut down because just attribution haven't been happened and haven't tracked three sales, which is actually work from that campaign. And the system will be turning it off automatically, something what was actually a banger for your ad account. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what I mean, you talked about a budget allocation within an account, right? So within Facebook, what about between different platforms?
Yeah, that's a great question because, like, since I was speaking that we have several accounts running on different account on different platforms, that one of the things that you should not run several platforms until you find out. Okay, let's say you start with Facebook. Facebook start producing. You see the profitability. Awesome. So now I want to make sure that I have email SMS marketing on place. So the leads which is coming to us, they are actually coming to the email SMS flows and converted as well. So now we are highly profitable because of the backend. Next step, let's go with Google or TikTok. Let's say we start with Google. Start figuring out the Google. It's just like slow process. It's spending $100, $200, $300 a day. Perfect. It start producing us consistent results. We just scaling to the perfect smooth level on the Google. Let's say if you on Facebook, you're spending $100,000 a month. Google, you would spend up to $40,000. It depends. Sometimes Google is killing. Really killing in terms of results, but in average 30 to 40% from your average budget for Facebook, it will be your Google budget, and it's producing. Now, when Google producing, Facebook is producing email SMS marketing on place, you can go and play Snapchat, TikTok, Pinterest, up to you. It depends like what platforms is like more reliable to your brand, what platforms like you know better or like your media buying team. But we prefer the TikTok, Google, Facebook, SMS, email marketing as the main platforms to be on place because this is where all the like eyeballs right now. So Facebook, it's always around 60% of the budget, and everything else, all other platforms are just divided by themselves. It depends on the performance.
Okay, so how do you know? How do you know if it's all working? I mean, what are the signs? What do you think a healthy, been running an account for a few months, what do you think is kind of looking healthy?
First of all, consistency. I mean, if we are speaking, for example, about the Facebook, very important to understand that Facebook is a consistent platform. And if something is working, you can see just like there is minimum requirement it's taking to handle the account. And like, that's great. Just need to be sure that there is like creative testing, interest testing is going on, retargeting going on, but like you are not really stressed with the scaling because it's just giving you consistent growth. In this case, then it shows that it's like healthy. If we are speaking about TikTok, like healthy, it's when you have high CTR and profitable results, which is great CPA and great ROS. Otherwise, TikTok won't be get stable for long. You have always test bunch of new creatives and replace with the old one. So TikTok about the, as if we are speaking about everything on place, TikTok has must be always taken care of, must be always have someone who looking on it on a regular basis, because what's working on TikTok today, tomorrow could not work. And opposite, what was sucks today could be a winner tomorrow. So like the TikTok ad account, the creatives are dying super fast and action has to be taken even faster. So that's why like about that platform, it's could not be your main platform of advertising, but it can be great platform of taking the eyeballs to your store and then retarget them by Facebook because they visit your store. Now by Facebook, you can retarget them well. You can do retarget them on with TikTok as well, but retargeting on TikTok not working that well as Facebook. So by Facebook, you catch in the retargeting, then you start playing with the broad audiences. You start playing with lookalike audiences of people who came from TikTok to you. And like that's like combination working perfectly great because this is top of the funnel and here is bottom of the funnel and it's just running. And the Google, it's bottom of the funnel retargeting through Google and plus searching for new eyeballs on Google who searching for a solution for problem which you are actually provide the solution for. And Google, like the most stable platform for sure. And like when it start producing, okay, to get that produced, you need to be patient a lot because it's spending higher than Facebook and TikTok to find out what's going to be working. But when it find out what's working, it's going to be just stable and you can almost close an account and let it work and it will be working for a while. There is no creatives for problems. There is like just ad copies, the right ad copies, right hooks. And just when it's catch the audience and keywords, you just let it go. So that's what I would say about the Google and email SMS marketing, always playing with the different offers, structures, values which you provide in. And when it's all of that already has been tested, just making sure that all the flows are set up correctly, and time to time just checking the flows and added some extra values, some extra offers. It depends on the holiday season coming and so on.
Okay, so how do you know if something's gone wrong? I mean, you know, how do you troubleshoot an account? What are the signs to look for?
Yeah, first of all, that could be, like, there could be several things. I mean, ads stop spending. It's common thing, super rare, but happening. Like, you earn 20K a day spent, and suddenly you, like, cannot understand, you cannot spend more than 5,000. Why? Like, just suddenly the ad spend stop it, and like you cannot do anything until like you speak with support. Support cannot help you. I mean, that's one of the things. Another things like drop downs on the creatives. Like CTR is going down, and now like even you see that CTR, your performance is down. First metrics which you have to look on: your CTR, is it still good or no? Your CPA, is it still good or it's high? In the latest days, when you notice that profitability is lower, well, according to your profitability, okay, you see that CTR is good. You see that actually cost per acquisition is fine, but still the profitability is low. What's happening? And then you check in your store. You need to make sure that your CRO on your landing page, it's actually good, which is conversion rate optimization has to be really good on your landing page. If it was before, let's say 3.5% conversion rate, and now you feeling that, okay, creatives are good, CPA is good, what's wrong? Why I'm was on 25% profit, now I'm on 15% profit. And you check in your store and you see in analytics that those days when drop down happened, it was 3.5 conversion rate, 3.5%, and now it's 1.28. Oh, this is what's happened. I have an offer problem. Most probably just offer dying off. Most probably just like speed of my landing page could be bad. I need to double check the speed on the different platforms. You can check the speed of your website. Is it healthy? Or maybe it's loading too slow. And like, okay, I have like, right now we have a problem with one store. 9% add to cart, but 1.28 purchase. Conversion rate for purchase. So drop down on 7 times almost. It's huge. So we like, okay, here is something wrong. Ads are performing. So the creatives performing. The add to cart is amazing. So people love that. But something happened on the checkout. And we find out that we are selling on UK and US. Yes. And since the client changed the payment provider from Shopify payments to Stripe, it's not switching to the currency of UK, to the pounds. It's showing in UK in dollars when they're trying to purchase the item. So they got confused and they're leaving the page. And our conversion rate got destroyed. And our add to cart is 9%. It's super high. It's really healthy. So now, like, my team is like figure it out that this morning they are working on to get things rolling on the right side with the like currency converters, and making sure that like with the right payment provider we will be able to bring back the conversion rate of the purchase. And like that's what I'm saying, not always the ad account problem. Sometimes there is landing page problem, or speed of a landing page problem, or even as you can see, the just payment provider has been changed, and bam, things like just went up and down.
Got to be careful. That's what you're saying. Be careful and be watchful.
You need to put attention.
Pay attention. So how long, how long do you think it takes to get an account from, if you were starting a new account, does it take to optimize ad spend to get things kind of stable?
So I would say it all depends on the product. Definitely to make sure that it's proven and it's working, you can scale in the first 7 days to really great numbers. But would it be stay for long? That's a question. That's why you need to spend on that account at least 7 to 14 days at least to see the consistency. If you're speaking about Facebook, to see the consistency of the metrics which you are seeing, and if you're scaling, it's still consistently delivering. Okay, but if you see fluctuation when you start scaling, there is something wrong. You need to check the campaign structure. Maybe something wrong with the campaign. Maybe like you trying to scale through the ABO ad set budget optimization, but you actually need Advanced Plus, which is CBO. You need to go with CBO campaign budget optimization and like test the things on that, because this ad account particularly working on that particular structure. And like when you see there is fluctuation in the performance day by day, you cannot leave that account as it is. You have to put full attention on what's working the most. So like that's why very important always before moving forward to another platform to find out what's working the most for this ad account and let it go when it's like working, and making sure that you're always filling up with the new creatives. So when structure found it, it's consistent, everything is working. Now be sure that new creatives are coming, winners creatives, because the existing one could just die off anytime and you'll replace and nothing won't be like show the big difference. It will be just keep going with the new creatives. So like this is how you can build the consistency and be sure that, okay, this is working, I can leave it and move on to another platform. With TikTok, you have to always put the attention to, because there won't be consistent anything. I mean, as for now, last 3 years, it's super inconsistent, but incredibly high scaling at the beginning platform. So when you need attention, when you need to scale fast, TikTok like no tomorrow. But when you need consistency, is the Facebook and Google.
Okay. So look, I've got one final question for you. I like to ask a kind of fluffy question at the end. What has inspired you recently? Have you read any good books, seen any good movies that we should watch? Have you been on holiday anywhere? Tell me what's interested you recently?
I would say like there are several things inspiring me, but like one thing which is happening to me every single year for the last 3 years is the event which is I'm visiting every single January, calling agency founders, which is related to my space. And when I'm finishing that event, it's usually like 5 to 6 days, I have full of energy and vision to the steps which has to be taken to bring my company to the next level. And that's like what exactly inspiring me there. It's not the event itself, it's the people there who are the same business owners, agency owners as me, and they just sharing their problems. They are not sharing their wins. They're speaking about problems and how they serving, or you helping them to solve that problem and they helping you to solve the problem which you have. And everyone just sharing experience is just insane inspiration for me. And like we all like on fire when we finishing and just jumping into our businesses.
Great. Okay, that sounds good. Check it out. So anyway, where can we find you online? You've got a...
GSM Growth,
what's the website?
Yeah, gsmgrowthagency.com. It's our website. And I'm always replying on DMs in Instagram, which is ecom by Anatoly Labinsky. Instagram page, you can see all the stories, highlights, all the past results. So it's me. And like YouTube channel where you can find out Anatoly Labinsky channel, and you'll get a lot of e-commerce case studies, money wise advices, like free content, which is like you can study a lot and increase your skills by just watching it.
Great. Okay. Lovely. Anatoly, thanks very much for your time. Good luck for the future.
Thank you, Trevor, a lot. Appreciate
it. Bye.
Bye-bye.